I'm here to follow my orders and stop this madman Hussein. They tell me he'll use germ warfare, and anyone who would must be completely insane. While the flyboys run sorties, I'm putting on protective clothing from head to toe. My Uncle Sam will protect me, because we stand for truth and honor, that's what I know.
That's what so many believed. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley. I'm going to get right to these statements of Dr. Doug Rocky. He is upset. He is very upset with very good reason. He says to Dan Fahey, who is the gentleman who has been creating the stir over, a part of the stir over Doug's credentials. As you all know, Doug Rocky stars in Beyond Treason. He stars in it because he was the chief whistleblower from the Department of Defense, who was lighting a fire under the butt of the Department of Defense to get them to do something to take care of Gulf War veterans. Well, their only response is, well, Doug's not credible. It's not whether they're sick or not. It's just a repeat of everything for the past 50 years. He says, Dr. Doug Rocky says, Dan, your continued public comments without any actual experience in any aspect of our work from Gulf War I until the present, and your claim that you have promoted training and medical care since 1993 seems strange, since you never mention in your recent public statements that I, Doug Rocky, was the U.S. Army health physicist and team medic on the 3rd U.S. Army DU team during the Gulf War I, who established the need for and initial still ignored medical care protocols and cleaned up the mess to include on-site casualty medical care while you were never involved. Number two, that I and my team members wrote the after-action reports and that you were never involved. Number three, that I was the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project Director who did the research at the Nevada test site, wrote the training and education programs, and was the primary author of the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48 and the DUCTT while you were never involved. Number four, that my primary efforts have always been to ensure that DOD officials comply with all provisions of the U.S. Army regulations 700-48 and all the numerous but ignored orders that mandate medical care through environmental remediation, while you do not even mention these documents or but ignored legal requirements. Number five, that you have absolutely no primary experience working with me or my team to base your comments upon, because you do not know what we saw, learned, verified during research and on-site operations, or what has happened to our health. Your comment that no one who lived in central Illinois is an insult to the widow, his family, and all of us who know who were his friends. You did not know the person and had absolutely no knowledge of his military activities, since you were never involved. That you wrote his definitive claim that any military personnel that has been near the contamination will bring it back is laughable. Anyway, he goes on and says, the 700-48 that I wrote and whose compliance is mandatory as ordered by General Eric Shinseki. Maybe you would like to tell the medical personnel who treated contaminated casualties who have confirmed exposures and who are ill that it did not and could not happen because you, Dan Fahey, said so, even though you have absolutely no first-hand experience and you ignore all the orders. It goes on and on. We are going to have him on next week, and it's time that I think we address the issue with the Department of Defense. They are continuing to browbeat him. It has been horrible since Beyond Treason came out, the treatment that he has obtained. This is disgusting. You have somebody who is trying their very, very best with their last breath to tell the truth about depleted uranium, and all he gets is this absolute character assassination.
You know, and I'd like to address all the folks that are paid to listen to this broadcast and somehow subscribe to the philosophy and the methodology that you have to shoot the messenger because you don't want to face the message. Keep in mind that the efforts of people like Major Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky, the efforts that he is making are there to protect you. And if you participate in the demonization or ridicule or discrediting of this person, you're only shooting yourself in the foot and possibly affecting your children and the children yet to be born into your family. I mean, you've got to go look in the mirror and figure out who the bad guys really are, because it's not us and it's not Doug.
We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In a garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle Tooth products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle Tooth isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sit down, strap in, and take off. No, you're not heading to the moon, but your trip just around the block could be just as wild a ride. When we come back, I'll tell you how to latch your kids in safely.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Forget outer space. Experts believe that 80 to 90% of child safety seats right here on Earth are installed and or used incorrectly. The key to preventing young children from experiencing zero gravity by being thrown from their safety seats is LATCH, L-A-T-C-H, which stands for Lower Anchors and Tethers for Children. LATCH bypasses a vehicle's seatbelt system by using anchors found between the vehicle's backseat cushions to securely fasten child safety seats. Both vehicle and safety seat must be latch compatible for the system to work. So check closely before blast off. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, and we all know knowledge is power. Of course, that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, Citibank, AmeriCard, and all of the other, MasterCard, Visa, I don't know. Anyone who's involved with high finance and banking might have a problem with today's broadcast. And why, you might ask? Well, I'm going to find out as well. I have to tell you right off the bat, well, first of all, welcome to the hour number 2 of today's Friday installment of the Power Hour. This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, and we're going to be talking this hour with Don Markham. And Don has written a very important analysis of the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005. He's been a paralegal for the past 8 years. He took it upon himself to learn about the banking industry and about the legality behind it, because he could recognize that there was something really rotten in Denmark, as they say. He's got his Bachelor of Science in History and in Political Science. His graduate studies included Oriental Military History. And he's just an all-around inquisitive kind of guy that likes opening up cans of worms and see which way they crawl. And apparently he's done exactly that with this analysis, which is published, as I understand, in the Idaho Observer. And anyway, welcome to the broadcast, Don Markham. I'm doing just fine, and you're going to have to have a little patience with me, because when it comes to high finance, bonds, stocks, investments, banking, all that type of stuff, that's not one of my strong areas. Now, a lot of folks do understand the concept of bankruptcy, and they do understand that, with the economy being what it is, there are a lot of folks that are falling into bankruptcy, or are the threat of them falling into bankruptcy is looming large on the horizon. So if you could just give a little bit of a background as to what bankruptcy has been, why we had bankruptcy laws in place for so many years, and then we can get into how this new legislation is going to affect all of that.
Okay, I'm gonna back up just a tad here and go into finance before we get into bankruptcy.
Okay, let me ask you right off the bat, are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a... There, I can pick up the other one. Hold on.
Yeah, that would be good, because there's a very strange sound happening.
Okay, is that better?
That sounds better, yeah.
Okay, now, everybody out there usually at some point in your life will go out and sign contracts, get involved in buying a house, a car, and basically involved in getting in debt. And as long as everybody pays their debts, life is rosy. It's only when things arrive or happen that may cause you to get in financial difficulty, that's when things become a disaster. And now, for over 200 years, our country has had bankruptcy laws on the books. In fact, it's defined in the Constitution that we should have bankruptcy, and it's basically to grant people relief when they got themselves in certain situations which, you know, were beyond their control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been fairly, you know, well defined through, you know, federal law, which the bankruptcy code is found in Title 11 of the U.S. Code. But anyway, starting about 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, this is during the Clinton administration, the financial institutions, credit cards, banking, mortgage companies, HMO, hospitals, started pushing our legislators in Congress to revamp the bankruptcy code. And originally in 2001, they did pass two versions that weren't agreed upon, and they had a conference, which is where they iron out the differences. The only problem was it was scheduled for 9/11 on 2001, and we know what happened then.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they put bankruptcy reform on a hold, and it wasn't until just April of 2005 did they finally go through with the new version. And actually, you had the leadership of both parties were pushing it. And it'll be interesting to see what is going to happen as a result of the investigation into lobbying goes, because there was a lot of last-minute addendums put into this legislation, and I'd be curious to see how that all plays out.
Okay, well, as you just mentioned, this is new legislation. It went into effect this past October.
17th.
Right. And my question to you is that how exactly is this particular piece of legislation different from the, say, former legislation in regard to bankruptcy? Why should I care, in other words?
Okay. I'm only going to deal with two types, ones that most people deal with, either a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13.
Okay.
And those are the two that people get involved in. Now, you know, all the other ones deal with corporations and stuff, which I'm not going to deal with at the moment. Basically, you have two types of bankruptcies. 7 is, you know, full discharge, you know, all automatic, where a 13 you go in, and then that's a repayment type of plan. Now, they set up...
I got to tell you right now, if you get too technical, you're going to lose me, and I think you'll lose a bunch of the folks out there. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not high finance savvy.
Okay.
But if you get way off the bat here, I think we'll lose a couple folks. So I want to try to keep it as simple as possible.
Okay. Well, basically, as simple as possible is that they created a test to determine whether you can file for bankruptcy. First of all, you have to go to through a program, you know, which teaches you about, you know, how to manage your debt, and you have to get a certificate from it before you can even file bankruptcy of any kind. And then if you get that certificate, you go and then you have to take what is known as a means test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the means test, give you a clue, all the figures and determinations are set by the IRS. That should give you a little...
Oh, joy.
Yes. All right, so every state is different, you know. It's like they have it for an individual, a couple of two, and then a family of three, and a family of four. Anyway, they have these figures, and it's like if you're poor enough, then you pass the first hurdle, and you're allowed to file a Chapter 7. Otherwise, if you go over these figures, you go into the repayment plan in a Chapter 13. However, even if you're allowed to file the Chapter 7, and if you have as little as $167 extra a month that they can find available to pay to a creditor, or $10,000 over a course of 5 years, they'll move you back into the repayment plan under a Chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Chapter 13 requires that you have to pay a minimum now of 25%. And that's somewhat isn't honest, is what there are ways it's more than 25%, but anyways, 25%, and you know, that was basically the credit card companies wanted that provision in there. However, they're still allowed to charge you interest while you're in there. So, and now at the same time, you have to go through a payment plan. You have to divulge it, and has to be accepted by the court. If you're unable to meet this plan, you know, there is a way that they can remove you from a Chapter 13, and you're kind of on your own if they do that.
Okay, let me just change gears a little bit here. So far, what you've been talking about is bankruptcy as far as a consumer is concerned, a regular guy, you and
right.
me. You know, if I get up to my eyeballs in credit card debt and all of a sudden lose my job and everything, it's just, a lot of times there's just no other option. Now, let's change gears a little bit. Let's go into the world of high finance. You've got the Enron issue, situation there.
Right.
Okay, now, how would this apply towards all the big boys that, you know, rape and pillage a corporation and then file bankruptcy? How does it affect them? Or was this piece of legislation designed to work in their favor?
Well, the only thing that really changed for them, and it's been reported, is it's their financial disclosure statements they have to sign, and there are some penalties involved in this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I can see, other than the financial disclosures, that these things were on the books before, and they removed a lot of this stuff during the Clinton years. But anyway, now they put them back on the books, and so that, you know, that part's in play. But as far as some of the other bankruptcy things they changed, there is one provision they did change that may affect Enron, because if you notice, I don't know what your listeners may be interested, but Enron is an Oregon corporation where I live. They then moved to other states like Texas because and had their headquarters there because of what is known as the homestead exemption.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas and Florida, prior to this legislation, if whatever the value of your home was exempt during bankruptcy or any other kind of judgment proceedings against them. Under the new bankruptcy law, that does get changed unless you've been living in it over 3.3 years. Now it's the federal bankruptcy homestead exemption is only $125,000, where it was unlimited if you lived in Texas and Florida. Now that will affect some of the bigwigs down the road. Other than that, they didn't do much change as far as corporations go.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got a break coming up here, and I'm, you know, going through your article here, and I've got to be honest with you. Like I said, when it comes to banking and financing and stuff like this, it's not a strong area of mine. But nonetheless, I could sort of understand exactly how this might work to their favor. But you've got to look at all the numbers and the percentages and all that type of stuff. Let's see if we can't get this right down to the bare bones minimum when we get back from this break. 4 minutes, We'll be back. Our guest is Don Markham. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in, this is Dave and Joyce. Our guest this hour is Don Markham, and he has contributed an article to the Idaho Observer explaining a little bit about the new Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005. I mean, that's a mouthful, And trying to wrap your arms around this piece of legislation is very difficult for somebody like me. Now, I don't know about some of the other folks out there. I know that there are people out there that have a much better understanding of banking and financing and interest rates and bankruptcy laws. But to the common, you know, meat and potatoes guy like myself, all I know is that, hey, look, there are so many people that have tons and tons of credit card debt, and sooner or later it is indeed going to come back and bite you. And apparently this piece of legislation is not necessarily what it appears to be on the outside. It has some hidden teeth to it. Is that's what you're trying to tell us all, is it not, Mark? I mean, Don, I'm sorry?
Yes, it is. And what, you know, the kind of relief you could have got before October 17th is totally gone. I mean, in fact, this last year, the bankruptcy filings were the highest they ever had, which is one reason why the credit card companies are reporting that only 4.5% of people are now behind in their credit cards. So a lot of people did take advantage of this before it became in effect. There's still a lot of people out there that don't know this law, you know, and what really is involved with it.
Okay. Well, if there was one particular difference that you could point out between the old bankruptcy law and this one, if there was one red flag, okay, in a nuts and bolts, meat and potato kind of way, how would you describe that flag? What is that that's going to basically change your protection?
It's going to be real difficult to do a complete discharge of debt. You're going to be in a repayment plan, which will last up to 5 years. And they can prevent you from refiling for 8 years now, where it used to be 7.
Okay, let me just paint a little picture. Let's just say, that I have a cottage industry. I work at home. I have everything that I own, everything I've saved for, everything I've worked for is in my home, and my income, I make it from my home. And I have a fire. My house burns down. I lose everything. I lose my savings. I lose everything. And yet I have, let's say, $200,000 worth of debt. Okay? Or say $100,000 worth of debt. And I have no choice but to file bankruptcy. What's going to happen?
Well, okay. First of all, I mean, before you get to file bankruptcy, you're going to have creditors coming after you. That's going to be the reason why you're going to file bankruptcy.
Right.
And depending how long you wait to file bankruptcy, you may get dragged into court, you may get judgments against you. And these all work to the advantage of the creditor. So, I mean, because they can sell those instruments, you know, once they get a judgment, same way, and they get to write it off if you go into bankruptcy and get a discharge. So there's advantages for them to pressure you. Now, if it sounds like with the kind of money you're talking about, you will be in a repayment plan under a Chapter 13, which means that you will have to sit down, disclose all your assets, and you've got to have income coming in to qualify for a Chapter 13. If you have no income and you can't file a Chapter 7, you're out of luck.
Okay.
Now, that's something new and different.
All right. Well, then, what do you do? I mean, are they going to throw you into prison? I mean, are there all these different?
I'll give you an example out here in Oregon. I mean, Oregon, we don't have debtors prisons like they in the old days, but prisons are being turned into industrial compounds out here.
Oh, you mean like labor camps?
Well, let's put it this way. 50% of the people in the state penitentiary in Oregon are either there for back child support or driving. Just, they're not hardened criminals. So it's not a stretch of the imagination with a few changes of laws that, you know, they could do it, because in the state of Oregon, they go international out here and try to drum up business for the, you know, for the prisons out here, you know, for manufacturing, and they offer a guaranteed workforce. You don't have to pay minimum wage, and you don't have to pay insurance benefits.
Well, maybe this is why they privatized so many of the prisons in the past 10, 20 years.
Well,
maybe that's got something to do with it.
Well, they've been doing everything one slice at a time. They started by, you know, with Snap and Gat, you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, hold on to that thought. We are bottom of the hour break is now upon us. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. And, hey, open up the phone lines, 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour, coming up on 34 minutes past the hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce, and I want to tell everybody on the curcumin subject, Debbie just reminded me, I just went out to talk to her, and she reminded me that when I had a conference with Robert from the UK, he said that he needed to tell me that there might be a price increase. Now, it has not happened yet, but he said the curcumin crop, the turmeric crop failed in India this year.
Ooh.
And I was saying to him, you know, how convenient, now that they find out that it can help, you know, stop the growth of metastatic tumors, all of a sudden the curcumin crop fails, or the turmeric crop. And he said that the entire turmeric crop in India failed. Now, I don't know where else it grows, but I just wanted to let you know that because of the fact that it could be of real concern if you want to get some. So I made sure that we had plenty at the Power Hour, and I want to thank the gentleman who just called Debbie, or just called Kelly, and told her about his 93-year-old mother who had a very aggressive tumor on her back. And he said it has not grown in 6 weeks. and she is feeling better, and she is asked to go to the beauty shop. So that is pretty, that really makes us feel good to hear those kinds of things. We've been hearing that from a lot of people. And we can now tell you that statement, since the American Cancer Society released the fact that there is, does help to mitigate or stop the growth of metastatic cancers. So I'm really excited about it. You can get the curcumin, and I would encourage you to look at the curcumin that the Power Hour has, because curcumin is not curcumin is not curcumin. And ours is the strongest that we could find for that price. You get 200 caps, and you only need to take two a day if you're okay and you just want to keep it gone. That's what Robert says. 200 caps for $34.95. So it's not that expensive. It's certainly worth it to have it in your little armamentarium. And I would say probably that it'll last for a long, long time. But you might want to get curcumin today, $34.99. There is no price increase that I know of, though he did call me to tell me that because the India crop failed, that they were going to be expecting it. So haven't heard anything yet. Just want to pass it on. And if you want to order curcumin, and I would encourage you to do it, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And just remind you of what John said. He said, my dad had dementia. He was 81 years old. He's taking curcumin only for a few days, and he says he's not back 100%, but he said they have their dad back. His energy level is back, and he's a new man. And I thank you very much, John, for sharing that with us.
And, you know, we also put some into the doggy food. And,
I told him about that.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable
we
change.
Have a new dog.
Yes, we do. A cleaner coat, and doggy smell is cleared up. I mean, and brighter eyes, better spirit, the whole nine yards. I mean, across the board, she's a much better, happier puppy. Anyway, we're talking today with Don Markham, trying to sort out a very confusing and very difficult to understand subject about the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005, and trying to sort out and find out where the hidden teeth of this particular piece of legislation is, went into effect October 17th of this last year. Don, we have a couple of callers. Do you want to finish up what you were trying to explain before we went to the break, or do you want to just go right to the calls?
Well, before we go to the calls, I mean, there is some strategies people can use.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you got to the rich, what they do is they create entities, and they own things via entities, whether it's limited liability corporations, limited partnerships, trusts, whatever. I mean, and if people start putting and buying things and putting them in those names, you know, now instead of transferring them, you know, future, you know, things that they buy into mm-hmm. those entities, it won't be part of the bankruptcy. It can't be had, or be brought into the bankruptcy proceeding or any other type of proceeding. If somebody comes after you for a judgment, if you try to transfer those things, it could get complicated. But if you just create an entity, buy it in that entity name, there won't be a problem down the road.
Okay. All right, I tell you what, let's just go right to the phones, because some of the listeners will probably be able to ask better questions than I will on this particular subject. So let's go to New York and say hello to Scott. We have a first-timer on the air. Welcome aboard, Scott. Thank you for your call, and welcome to the Power Team.
Yeah, you too. Hello, Dave and Joyce and Mr. Markham.
How you doing?
I have a quick question. I've heard of Chapter 7, never heard of Chapter 13. What happened to Chapter 11?
Those are not used for individuals. Because you have other chapters out there. You got 10, 11, you got 9.
So there's all kinds of chapters.
Right.
Because, like, I've heard of 7, I've heard of 11. Like I said, 13's new to me.
Yeah, 13 is been added over the years, and it's basically a repayment plan.
Okay. So all the ones I've mentioned are not for individuals.
Right.
That's all like corporations, businesses.
Corporations, the businesses, reorganizations, and some of them are for government. I'm trying to remember. One of them is for farmers out there, and I believe that's 9, and I don't know whether that's still in effect or not.
Wow. Well, that was enlightening. I never knew that there was so many.
Oh, there's a lot. In fact, if you got a computer, you can look at the different. The bankruptcy code is Title 11 under the United States Code.
I found it interesting that the means test that you brought up was built by the IRS. I found that, like Dave, I found that very interesting.
Oh, that When I heard that, my eyebrows went, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, there's something bad going on there.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
gosh, yeah.
And I do, and for one final thought, this is what I personally see. I don't know for sure. It's just my opinion. I do see the reemergence of the debtor's prison. Because
yeah,
there's going to be so many people that are not going to be able to get through this, and they're just going to end up in bigger trouble.
That's exactly what my knee-jerk reaction was, because they have been privatizing the prisons for years and years and years. And I do see, we know that there's prison labor has been available for businesses for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can get very cheap labor, you know, of farming out a particular project. If you have a widget that you want manufactured and you still want it to say made in the USA, well, then, you get a broker and they will handle the arrangements where they have prison workers make pieces for your widget.
Exactly.
And
you can get a tax write-off as well now.
That's right.
For the prison. So.
That's right.
And for the person wanting to work done, they get a write-off too.
Well, yeah, and this fits into the whole master plan. We've been asking the question for years, do more laws make more freedoms? Of course not. And our legislators pass 20,000 laws every year. I mean, one way or the other, no matter what you do and how many T's you cross and I's you dot, you're breaking a law somewhere, and if they catch you, they'll throw you in prison.
That's right.
That brings in the whole Bin Laden thing. We just heard about this new Bin Laden tape. I know it's a little off topic, but the thing is, you can say Al Qaeda, they're not threatening our freedoms. It's our own legislators that are taking away our freedoms.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's the question that we've posed here. You know, how many of your laws are legislated away by Saddam or Osama or Al Qaeda? Answer is none.
None.
So, hey, Scott, thank you. By the way, how do you listen to the broadcast?
WHRI 9840.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling in. I look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, welcome on. Welcome aboard. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All I got to say is I had an enlightening situation over Christmas. I got $30,000 in debt, credit card, and I've been carrying it since 94. I just keep rolling it over because that's pretty much all I can do until my wife graduates from college and makes big money. But this Vietnam vet was telling me what you guys just talked about. I mean, we're going to be under a police state / prison because of the Illuminati. They're slowly but surely taking over America and freedom. And, you know, it scares me. I have freaking nightmares that I'm going to wind up in prison because I can't pay my bills. And I've had sheriffs come to the house and we just go to the court and just tell them, look, we're honorable, we're planning on paying it, we just can't pay it now. We're raising five kids. And this Vietnam vet, he's a Jesuit and all this other stuff. I mean, he's real high up there in the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally said that Mark, you better take care of business because, they're gonna clamp down and they're slowly doing that. Bush is shredding the Constitution left and right with the Patriot Act and then creating the Homeland Security.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know. I just want to know his if he does agree or disagree about us all becoming slaves to the haves and us being the have-nots.
Okay, Mark, thank you for your question. Don, do you think, we're thinking that this is going to be heading towards a debtor's prison and a forced labor camp situation?
Well, I don't know about debtor's prisons. It's getting near that point, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did, but you're not a free person if you're in debt. You're bound, you know, to the master.
Right.
And, it's ugly no matter what what's going to happen. I mean, I'm more scared about this new guy they're going to bring in as the head of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
And, because they're discussing now even stop publishing to the public M1, M2, M3 reports. Those are the reports that tells you how fast the printing press is going and how much money's in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start printing money and they don't tell you how much is out there, you don't know how much inflation is taking place.
Right, right. Okay, let's go to Stuart in New York. Stuart, D35 Dittos, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Good morning. Regarding the situation, if you're somebody who does not qualify for Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, and you have debts, and for whatever reason you just can't pay them at that time, what can you do? That's question number one. Number two, I hear these advertisements on the radio all the time. In fact, a lot on Genesis. of these organizations where they say they'll negotiate with the credit card companies and cut the interest and put everything into one lump sum, and you can they'll help you pay it off that way. Are they legit? Is that the way to go rather than trying bankruptcy?
The trouble of it is finding which ones are legit and which ones just spin you around. And there are some legit ones out there. I don't know which ones they are, but what I've been hearing from people is they're hard to find legit. And but I will tell you, I mean, most credit card companies, whether you're in bankruptcy or not, if you have a cash offer and you can give them a lump sum, it can be as low as a third or 50%. If you offer it, you know, them a lump sum, they'll accept it and, you know, close your whole account.
How would that...
That's happened before. I know people have done it.
Okay. Will that negatively affect your credit rating if you do it that way?
Right. Because it's going to, you know, it's going to come on your credit report, and if they don't, then you can sue them. I mean, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and there's a couple other federal statutes they have, you know, they got only like 30 or 60 days to correct that, you know, any derogatory remark on your credit report. You know, I mean, if I paid them off, I would wait 30 days, get a credit report, and then if they don't, I'd give them a written notice, and at that point, and they don't do nothing about it, then I would take them to court and sue them.
Okay, so you're saying that some of these credit card companies, let's say, for example,
all of them will.
If you owe them, let's say, $5,000, you say, okay, I lost my job or whatever, yada, yada, I can pay you $2,500 cash right now.
Right.
You take it.
And well, if they might try to negotiate with you a little bit, but by and large, they will. And even if they went and took you to court and sued you and got a judgment, they always are willing to, especially after a judgment, they're willing to settle for less because they get to write off the other money in a manner which is very beneficial to them for taxes.
Okay. Now, if they do get a judgment against you and they settle on this, does that still go on your credit report? Or?
Yes, it will. However, the state bankruptcy exemptions come into play because every time they get a judgment against you, you're allowed to exempt certain property from civil judgment using your state bankruptcy laws. Now, they vary from state to state, and I live in a state which doesn't have very good exemptions, but I'm just letting people know that, you know, they just can't take everything. They just can't take 100% of your check. They can't take all the value, you know, of something. You know, you're allowed certain exemptions. Like, you know, in most states, it's 25-30% usually tops of your paycheck a month if they got a garnishment against you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, the interest rates that some of these cards, I have some as high as, like, 22-23%. Which is,
oh, man, that's bad.
That's
great. You know, the high, I mean, under the new, I just seen some new... agreements. They can go as high as 30% now under the new legislation.
Yeah, so
and they get to charge you more in the month of December.
Oh.
So it makes it almost impossible to pay the damn things off.
Oh, yeah.
And that, can that be negotiated? I mean, if you call them and say, you know, hey, 30% or 22% is usurious.
Well, no, they changed the law so it isn't usurious anymore. And it's even, I'll give you a clue, And all credit card companies do this, and they communicate with one another. If you fall behind on one credit card from one company, by law, the other companies, through the agreement you have it, you never read, can raise your interest rates on you for failing to pay the other company.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Stuart, thank you so much for the call. You bring out some good, really good points. You know, I'm listening to this conversation. I'm sitting here thinking, well, what if all of a sudden our relations with China were to break down here? And what if there was an economic collapse? And what if all of these people that are up to their eyeballs in debt couldn't pay? What if America had no choice but to rebuild the very base structure of its own industry, and all these people go bankrupt and they all get thrown into prisons because of it? My goodness, we certainly would need a huge labor force to rebuild and reconstruct industry. You know, I mean, how convenient would that be? Let's go to Tim in Florida. And somehow, Tim, I don't think a Rife machine is going to clear away debt. So let's stay on topic.
That's for sure. I'm going to ask your guest,
Chapter 11. That's for corporations?
Right.
Okay. In 1933, when they collateralized the people, we became dummy corporations. When a child is born, a birth certificate is sent to, I think it's New York, called the Tower of Power. That's the dummy corporation. The child becomes a dummy corporation, and a bond is put on that child. In 1933, it was $1 million. I don't know how much the collateral is today. Well, we are dummy corporations, so we should be able to file Chapter 11 because we are a corporation. The IRS only takes corporations. They do not take natural man or natural woman, flesh and blood human beings. And peoples-rights.com explains all about this.
Yes.
And if you could get Dave on your show at the Power Hour, he can explain everything about the fraud, about credit. Your name means credit, and credit is fraud. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, The Creature from Jekyll Island, explains all about the credit, how it's fraud.
Okay, well, thank you for the contribution, and hopefully we'll get done to comment on that. How does this all fit in here? I think we all sort of know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from him. We're going to take our three-minute break. We'll be back to wrap it up with our guest, Don Markham. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. We're coming up on 55 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. And a quick reminder for those of you listening to the rebroadcast of this program on WHRA, you're dialed into 5.850 at the moment, but you'll have to change your receiver to 7.55 in about 4 minutes. We've been talking this hour with Don Markham, who is a paralegal and has been examining a lot of the legislation in regard to bankruptcy laws, and has written an article which is posted in the current issue of the Idaho Observer, which I highly recommend. And there's two newspapers in this country that are worth their salt, and that's, of course, the American Free Press and the Idaho Observer. Oh, and I don't want to forget the Lone Star Iconoclast. But still, I mean, with one hand, I could count the number of newspapers that are decent in this country. Don, as we wrap this up here, what is your advice to folks out there? I mean, a lot of folks are just saying, "Hey, look, there's only one thing: get out of debt." Do you subscribe to that philosophy?
I absolutely subscribe. It took me a lot of years to do that, and I finally have accomplished it. And I advocate doing that. Second thing I advocate is if you got to buy something, create an entity and have it buy it. Because if you go into debt and they want to sue you or drag you into bankruptcy or whatever, that separate entity is never you.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have a website or basically are we going to direct everybody direct to the Idaho Observer?
The Idaho Observer. I can give out an email if somebody out there wants to send me an email, and I'll answer a question if they type in Power Hour question or something in the subject line.
Okay. Well, first of all, the website for Idaho Observer is idaho-observer.com, and go ahead, give out any other contact that you want, Don.
Okay, email address is Markham, M-A-R-K-H-M-A-M, at gowebway.com, G-O-W-E-B-W-A-Y.
Okay, would you redo that again, because it's... Markham is what?
M-A-R-K-H-A-M.
There you go. Okay. All right, let's tell you what, we got one more call to squeeze into the top of the hour.
Okay.
Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome aboard. You're on the air with our guest, Don Markham.
Oh, yes. As far as the Idaho Observer is concerned, what do you see as far as the future of the United States is concerned? Do you see the United States getting out of the U.N.? And getting out of debt?
Well, that's sort of not really on topic. I mean, the debt part, yeah, but what do you see, Don?
Yeah.
Well, I see us, they're going to attempt to make Canada, United States, and Mexico one big happy family.
The reason why I mentioned the UN is this, because the UN wants global taxation, and this will increase the debt in the United States of America, you see, because the two are interconnected,
mm-hmm.
basically. So that's why I threw the UN in there.
Yeah, but they're going to do it in steps, and the first step is to create one government in one continent. Like, you know, you got the European community over there, and, you know, and they're going to do one for North America.
Because Joan Villon has done a lot of research on the UN, and the roots of a lot of these problems are connected to that. As the John Birch they would always say, get the U.S. out of the UN, less government, more responsibility, with God's help, a better world. That's what we need, period, because governments create genocide and governments create debt. And governments are a drag.
Well, all you got to do is look at the UN track record, and you'll see the genocide.
Oh, of course. That is a fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys, have an excellent weekend.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. And Don Markham, thank you so much for joining us this hour. Hopefully we've been able to shed a little bit of light on this most confusing subject in regard to bankruptcy. And again, I would encourage folks to go to idaho-observer.com to check it out. Don, thank you so much for joining us.
You have a good day.
Thank you. And I just want to let you all know, we're going to be closed for the next hour at the Power Hour from 9 to 10 a.m. We'll be closed, but we will hopefully be open to take your orders after 10 a.m. Central Time at 877-817-9829. We'll be back in 1 minute, 10 seconds.
Or be a slave.